In the Gospels, Jesus' command to follow Him appears repeatedly. Just a few quick examples: Matthew chapter 8, verse 22, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9, Mark chapter 2, verse 14, Luke chapter 5, verse 27, John chapter 1, verse 43. And that's just the beginning of them. In many of the cases, we see that Jesus is calling the 12 men that would become His disciples, also known to us as His apostles. Such was the case in Matthew chapter 10, verse 3 and verse 4. At other times, He was speaking to anyone who wanted what He had to offer, such as Mark chapter 8, verse 34, when He said, "And He summoned the crowd with His disciples and said to them, 'If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me.'" In Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to 39, Jesus stated clearly what it means to follow Him. He said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be by the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than Me is not worthy of Me. And he who loves son or daughter more than Me is not worthy of Me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after Me is not worthy of Me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for My sake will find it." These words would seem a bit harsh to the unlearned, but Jesus never misled the multitudes. He never indicated that it would be easy to follow Him. Tonight, we are going to examine what it means to become a follower of Jesus. First, by looking at the call to follow Jesus. Then, by looking at the challenge of following Jesus. First, we consider the call to follow Jesus. What does it mean to become Jesus' disciple? The word disciple means follower. It means a pupil or a student. In a basic literal sense, it's a learner, one who is willing to follow after one and learn from them. But a disciple is not just a learner, but also a believer and an advocate for. For this reason, the disciples were spoken of as imitators of their teachers. When Jesus told Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow Him, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 and 21, it meant more than just physically following Jesus around. No, it meant much more than that. So what does it mean to become Jesus' disciple? To be one who is willing to learn about Jesus and to believe in Him, and be an advocate for Him to the rest of the world. Well, the goal of becoming a leader, believer, and advocate of Jesus is really twofold. One goal is to become a disciple, is to become like the teacher. Jesus said it best in Luke chapter 6 in verse number 40. "A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, is like his teacher." Just as Jesus sought to seek and to save men and to make them disciples, so His disciples are to seek and to save that which is lost. This leads to the second goal of becoming a disciple, one that Jesus Himself stated in calling Peter and Andrew. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19, He said, "Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men." Just as they had worked in going after fish, now they would work in going after men. Jesus wanted them to follow Him and to learn about Him and to become like Him and reach out to other men and teach them the same. As indicated in the Great Commission, these men would go about making disciples, Matthew 28 and verse 19. But how does one become a disciple of Jesus. Jesus said simply, follow me. Now this command was given to those disciples, as Jesus called them, that would later become His apostles. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, and Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. They would spend 3 years following Jesus around Palestine. And as they followed Him around, they would listen to the things that He had to say, and they would watch and observe all that He did. Eventually, they would be given the challenge to carry out His work, to carry it on as He went back to the Father when He gave them that which we call the Great Commission. It was a commission to go out and do what they had witnessed for the last 3+ years. Their success in this commissioning was related to the time that they spent with Jesus. For we find in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 13 that when the people understood them to be uneducated and untrained men, they were still amazed at them, and they began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. A disciple of Jesus is one that others can see clearly. They have spent time with Jesus. To be a disciple of Jesus then requires one to follow Him, to spend time with Him, and to carry on His work, that of seeking and saving the lost. To do this today, we must abide in His Word. In John chapter 8, verse number 31, Jesus said to those who believed Him, "If you continue in My Word, then you are truly disciples of Mine." By learning and observing what He taught, they would truly be His disciples. As Jesus would later say, future disciples will be made by those as you teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. You being the disciples, you being the ones who observed Jesus firsthand while He was here upon this earth. Matthew 28, verse 20. This making of more disciples would begin with baptism. For He had just commanded His disciples to make more disciples by baptizing those who would believe. Matthew 28, 19 and Mark 16, 16. To be a disciple of Jesus then requires that one be baptized. Baptized having repented of sin and confessed one's faith in Jesus. And also follow Jesus by doing what He taught His disciples and the apostles, by continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the gospels which they have written, and the epistles which they wrote, we today can be Jesus' disciples. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. But what does it cost one to become Jesus' disciple? The first disciples left all to follow Jesus. They left their businesses and their families, as accounted in Matthew chapter 4, beginning in verse 20. Immediately they left their nets and followed Him. Going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and He called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. Peter would later say in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 27, "Lord, we have left everything and followed You." The cost of being a disciple of Jesus is great. Jesus expected the same of other disciples. He must come before family, as He told them in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, also in Luke chapter 9, verses 59 to 62. We read the account of Luke chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. Now large crowds were going along with Him, and He turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to Me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be My disciple." One must be willing to suffer hardship to follow Jesus. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. And in Luke chapter 14 and verse 27, He says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Simply put, one must forsake all to follow Jesus. Luke 14 and verse 33, "So then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possession." If there is a single thing standing between you and following Jesus, Jesus would say, "You're not worthy of me." You must be willing to forfeit all in order to follow Him. Jesus expects the same of His disciples today. He expects them to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. As He taught in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." All the necessities of life will take care of themselves. As illustrated in the parable of the Great Supper in Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24, family and business cannot come before accepting the call of the gospel. Thus, it's vitally important that men respond to that call. But when a person wants to follow Jesus, that is a wonderful thing. But we should remind them that there is a cost involved. One that they need to consider prayerfully. One that they need to consider deeply before they make that commitment. For those who are already disciples, we must not forget the challenge of following Jesus. Jesus never softened the truth. And the truth is that following Him leads to difficult choices. Following Jesus is a challenge, one in which we must count the cost and continue to count the cost as we live a life for Him. In Matthew chapter 8, we're told about two individuals that wanted to follow Jesus. One was a hasty scribe, one who was ready and willing to follow after Christ. Let's read about him in Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 19. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 19. "Then a scribe came to him and said to him, 'Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus responded to him in verse number 20, saying, 'The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.'" In essence, Jesus wanted him to follow him, but he also wanted him to know what he was getting himself into. He wanted him to know that the foxes have holes. They have places to lay their head. The birds of the air have nests in which to stay. But the Son of Man, He doesn't have anywhere to lay His head. Will we be willing to follow Jesus under those circumstances? Jesus warned the multitude in Luke chapter 14, this time verses 25 to 33, that in order for one to follow Him, he or she must love Him, love Jesus more than family and life, and be willing to forsake all else, making Him Lord and ruler of their life, meaning that He would be the one to call the shots. Are we willing to relinquish control of our decision-making to Christ, making sure that every decision we make is in accordance with His will? I said that there were two individuals in Matthew chapter 8 that wanted to follow Jesus. The second is a reluctant disciple. Let's read again in Matthew chapter 8, this time verse 21. "And another disciple said to him, 'Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father.' Jesus gave him instructions then in verse 22, 'Follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead.'" Jesus so often, as we have made it clear this evening, taught those who would follow after Him that putting Him before family was of great importance. Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Jesus is not asking us to do anything that He Himself was not willing to do. For in Matthew chapter 12, Verse 46 and following, we find these words. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak with him. Someone said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother, or who are my brethren?" And stretching out his hands towards his disciples, he said, "Behold my mothers and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are taught that there may be a price to pay to remain faithful to the calling we have accepted. In Acts chapter 14, verses 21 and 22, Paul is on his first journey, and Luke records that after he had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, saying, "Through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God." Paul told Timothy in his second letter, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, "Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." The cost to follow Jesus is high. The cost to remain faithful to Jesus is high. And it makes a great challenge for us in living a life for Him. Sometimes turning back may seem very appealing. In fact, many had followed Jesus for a while, but yet turned back in John chapter 6 and verse 66. Even the disciples themselves following Jesus thought it was too difficult on the night in which he was arrested. Every one of them deserted him. Matthew chapter 26, verse 56, and Mark chapter 14, verse 50. As in the case of the reluctant disciple, we are reminded that we must be willing to pay the price. Paying the price is the challenge of following Jesus. Everyone follows something. Whether it be friends or popular culture, our family, our selfish desires, or God. Everyone is following something. And we can only follow one thing at a time. As Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will despise the one and be devoted to the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth." God stated very early on that we are to have no other gods before Him. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 7. And it's repeated for us again in Mark chapter 12 and verse number 30. To truly follow Christ means that we do not follow anything else. He has become everything to us so that we can truly stand and sing, "He is my everything. He is my all." Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross," Luke adds, "daily and follow me." There is no such thing as a halfway disciple. At least not a halfway disciple when it comes to the disciples of Christ. Following Jesus means striving to be like Him. He always obeyed His Father, John 8 and verse 29. So that's what we disciples of Him strive to do, remembering His words in John 15 and verse 10. If you keep My commandments, you will abide in My love, just as I have kept My Father's commandments and abide in His love. To follow Jesus means that He gets to call the shots. Every decision and every dream is filtered through His Word with the goal of glorifying Him in everything we do. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. It's Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 that teach us that we are not saved by the things we do for Christ, but by what He has done for us. It is because of His grace that it has been extended to us, that we want to please Him in everything that we do. Therefore, we do all for Him. But to follow Christ means to apply the truths that are found in His Word and to live as if Jesus is walking beside us in person. Jesus gave His all for us when He died upon the cross, so that we might be freed from our sins, receiving forgiveness of those sins. Ephesians 1 and verse number 7. Our souls can be cleansed by His blood when we respond in trusting obedience, believing and trusting in Him. Acts 16 verses 30 and 31. Turning from our sins in repentance. Acts 17, 30 and 31. Confessing Him before men. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Galatians 3 and verse 27, also Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Jesus will continue to cleanse those who continue to walk in the light of His Word, 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7. Jesus is calling everyone to follow Him. But in order for one to follow Jesus, he must first of all count the cost. Have you counted the cost in following Jesus? Are you willing to pay that price to follow Him, to be a disciple of His? Then, as a child of God, are you willing to continue to pay the price? For paying the price is the challenge of continuing to follow Jesus. This evening we ask you, have you counted the cost? Are you willing to pay the price? Because both are required in order to follow Jesus. Tonight, if you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, we would encourage you to count the cost. And it is our belief that when you sit down and count the cost, you will find it worth your time and efforts to truly be a follower of Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you need to make that decision to put Christ on in baptism, become a disciple of His, one who is willing to learn Him and to become an advocate for Him to those who are lost, tonight's the opportunity to do that. If you are a child of God and you've drifted away, you've wandered away, allowing sin to enter into your life once again, we would ask you to count the cost and return to your Lord and Savior. Now is the opportunity to do that as we stand and as we sing to encourage you.